tell you this. It is about taking full responsibility for your life. I know you've heard that before. So have I. But you've never taken it to the all-encompassing extent taught in the workshop. Complete responsibility means accepting it all, even the people who enter your life and their problems. Because their problems are your problems. They are in your life. And if you take full responsibility for your life, then you have to take full responsibility for what they are experiencing too. Re-listen to that. I dare you. This is a head-warping, mind-opening, brain-cramping concept. To live it is to transform your life as never before. But to even grasp the idea of 100% responsibility is beyond what most of us are ready to do, let alone accept. But once you accept it, the next question is how to transform yourself so the rest of the world changes too. The only sure way is with I love you. That's the code that unlocks the healing. But you use it on you, not on others. Their problem is your problem, so working on them won't help you. They don't need healing. You do. You have to heal you. You are the source of all the experiences. That's the essence of the modernized Ho'oponopono process. Go ahead and chew on that for a while. While you are doing so, I will just keep saying, I love you. One of the key points from this weekend workshop is that you are either acting from memory or inspiration. Memory is thinking. Inspiration is allowing. By far, most of us are living out of memories. We're unconscious to them because we're basically unconscious, period. In this way of viewing the world, the divine sends a message down from above into your mind. But if memories are playing, which they almost always are, you won't hear the inspiration, let alone act on it. As a result, divinity doesn't get a word in. You're too busy with the noise going on in your head to hear it. Dr. Hu Lin drew a few illustrations to clarify his points. One was a triangle. He said that was you, the individual. At the core, there is nothing but divinity. That's the zero state where there are zero limits. From divinity, you will receive inspiration. An inspiration is from the divine, but a memory is a program in the collective unconscious of humankind. A program is like a belief, a programming that we share with others when we notice it in others. Our challenge is to clear all the programs so we are back at the zero state where inspiration can come. Dr. Hu Lin spent a lot of time explaining that memories are shared. When you spot something in another that you don't like, you have it in you as well. Your job is to clean it. As you do, it will leave the other person as well. Actually, it will eventually leave the world. One of the most insistent programs in the world is women's hatred of men, Dr. Hu Lin announced. I keep cleaning, and it is like pulling weeds in a giant field of weeds. Each weed is a leg of the program. There is a deep-seated hatred of men on the behalf of women. We must love it to let it go. I didn't quite understand all of this. It seemed like yet another model or map of the world. Every psychologist, philosophy, religion has one. I'm interested in this one because it appears it can help heal the entire planet. After all, if Dr. Hu Lin can heal an entire ward of mentally ill criminals, what else is possible? But Dr. Hu Lin pointed out that Ho'oponopono is not easy. It takes commitment. This is not a McDonald's approach to life, he said. This is not a fast food drive-up window where you instantly get your order. God is not an order taker. It takes constant focus on cleaning, cleaning, cleaning. Dr. Hulin told stories of people who used the cleaning method to do what others might think impossible. One story was about a NASA engineer who came to him because of a problem with one of their rockets. "Since she came to me, I assumed I was part of the problem," Dr. Hulin explained. "So I cleaned. I said I'm sorry to the rocket." Later, when the engineer returned, she explained that the rocket somehow corrected itself in flight. Did doing Ho'oponopono influence the rocket? Dr. Hulin and the engineer think so. "I spoke to the engineer, and she said it was impossible for the rocket to correct itself. Something else had to happen that was in the nature of a miracle. For her, it was doing the cleaning with Dr. Hulin's help." I can't say I bought this story, but I also have to admit I don't have another explanation for it. One man came up to me during a break at the event and said, "There's a famous internet marketer who has the same name as you." I didn't know if he was kidding or not, so I asked, "Really?" "Yes, he's written a lot of books and writes on spiritual marketing and hypnotic writing. He's a cool guy." "That's me," I said. The gentleman seemed very embarrassed. Mark Ryan had heard the entire conversation and thought it was humorous. It didn't matter if people knew my celebrity status online or not, as I was getting known in the room itself. Dr. Hulin called on me so many times during the event that people thought he was picking on me. One person asked, "Are you related to Dr. Hulin?" I said no and asked why he thought I might be. "I don't know, it just seems like he is focusing on you." I never felt singled out in a negative way. I liked the attention and assumed it was to help me personally, since Dr. Hulin knew I wrote books and had a following on the internet. I'm sure a part of him knew that if I got this message of healing, I'd be able to help many people. I didn't know at the time that he, being inspired by the divine, was grooming me to become a guru. But not a guru to the world, a guru to myself.